Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Okay, Everton are in action tonight against Arsenal. 7:45 kickoff. Fingers crossed they can get some sort of result out of this one. It's just one win in 10 Premier League games. Who better to preview it with us? Franny Jeffers. Morning to you, Franny.
Morning, lads. How are you?
Great, thank you. That stat, one win in 10 Premier League games, it doesn't sound good. It doesn't feel great at the moment, does it?
No, there's a major lack of confidence, I think, going around the place at the minute. For me, confidence is everything in football, and I think at the minute our lads are lacking it massively.
Well, what does it take to turn all that around, Franny?
A win.
Simple as that.
A win. Yeah, I think it is, yeah. I think it is, and sometimes in these big games and with the top teams coming to Goodison, when you're not expected, the way we're playing, we're probably not expected to get anything the way Arsenal are going as well. And sometimes when you can't see a win coming, you know, and you manage to get one, it can just kickstart your season. I think that could possibly happen. We just need to win a football match. Simple as that, really.
And maybe these big games are where you see the true quality of your players, as you say, when they really need to stand up and be counted. Playing in Arsenal, playing in a Merseyside derby next week.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, they're great games to play in, aren't they? They're probably just a couple of games the fans aren't looking forward to at the minute, the way things are going, but. You know what, you've seen it before. You could easily come out of these two games with two wins, I think, anyway.
Well, when you start sort of getting in a spiral downwards, it's very hard to stop that motion, isn't it? And I see some of the headlines today talking about what Ronald Koeman has said in his pre-match press conference. Concern that Everton are weak physically and mentally. Now, these are quite tough sort of allegations or finger-pointing here. Weak physically and mentally, do you see it that way?
I would have to agree with him on them two things. I mean, the weak side of it, I think we were conceding goals last year from set pieces, and I think that's continued this season. Physically, I think, you know, whatever way you look at it, we're getting old, aren't we? We're an ageing team. I think we do need a bit more physicality in the team. I think that's where he'll probably be looking to buy in January is more physicality, you know. And I think a lot of it though comes down to confidence. I mean, these things weren't spoke about when we started the season. Well, not to say them frailties weren't there. You know, even when things are going well, managers look at these things, don't they? And you know, they can almost see what they need and what they need to add to the team. And I think, in fairness to the gaffer, he's always said that we need more physicality, we need more legs. Even when things were going well. But for me, like, I go back to it, I think confidence, the lads are on the floor at the minute and we just need to grind a win out from somewhere and things will look a lot better, I think, after that.
Yeah, but why has he struggled to maybe implement things? For example, if you look at that stat, conceded the first in five of the past seven games. So conceded first in five of seven games that they've just played. Why is he struggling to sort of address that? What is so hard to get out of that situation?
Well, I think, you know, changing the team, obviously he's looking for the best pairing at centre-half, isn't he? You know, he's changed that quite a bit. Baines, he's been out injured. So we haven't really had a settled back four, which I think is really important. I think, you know, you look at the teams at the minute, you know, your likes of Chelsea, that you can almost pick their team, you know, without looking because they're quite settled. Arsenal defensively as well. I mean, I think Mustafi's injured now, but they've been picking the same players defensively, and I think our gaffer's just trying to find the right balance and the right combination of the two centre-halves, definitely, to try and get a result from somewhere and get us back to winning ways and get a bit of confidence coming through the squad. It's massive, I think, when you're changing your defence every other week or every week, you're almost up against it, aren't you? Because your defenders are never quite settled, but then on the same in the same breath, you've got to change it because if you're leaking goals, you can't stick with what you're going with. So it's trying to find that fine balance of how long do you give the lads that are in the team, but also, you know, what about the lads that aren't in the team and that are waiting for their chance? So it all goes back to this confidence thing for me. I think the boys are on the floor and I just think we need to find a win quickly from somewhere, and it can turn your season around.
I hear a lot of Everton fans talking about the youth, and the under-23s are doing brilliant, aren't they? Won again last night, top of their league. A lot of fans are saying, you know, give the younger players more of an opportunity in the first team. Is that a solution, or is that a knee-jerk reaction? I mean, obviously Tom Davies has already shown he can do it. Other names like Dominic Calvert-Lewin thrown in the pot as well. Is it okay to throw youngsters into this sort of situation, or is it not the right time to be using them?
It's one of them, isn't it? You could only judge whether it's the right thing to do or whether it's a knee-jerk reaction by how they get on when you put them in. For me, football, as a young lad, you can be the best player coming through under-15s, under-16s, under-18s, under-23s, which we never had. We had a reserve team when I come through. But ultimately, it will all come down to opportunity. Now, I don't know whether these lads are ready. Because I see them every day, but until they're actually put in the team and given a run in the team, you'll never ever know. You know, people, when I got in the team, well, I don't know whether people would have said I was ready, but you normally get in the team as a young lad when things aren't going well. You know, people don't look at the youngsters when you're sitting top of the league and you've got a really good squad and you've got world class players running through your team. It normally happens when things aren't going too well at your club that you look to your youth, because that's just the way it is. You normally come into the team as a young lad when things aren't going well.
Was that the situation with you, Franny, then? Do you remember that clearly?
I remember it clearly, yeah, I do. Things weren't going well. A couple of injuries. Injuries are obviously big. We'd signed Bakayoko. He hadn't exactly hit the ground running. And you know, I was scoring goals in the youth team, in the reserves, and I think, you know, I think with Walter, it was almost like, well, you know what, now's the time. You know, we're gonna have to see if he can do it, and that's normally how you get in.
A couple of goals for Romelu at the weekend. I know you work closely with him, a player with immense quality. To get even more out of him. Does he need a bit more quality around him to take the burden off him?
Well, you'd say so, wouldn't you? I mean, you can't knock him. For me, he's doing his job. I mean, there's always this thing where he's not working hard enough, and you know, the people are picking holes in his game. He's still a young lad. For me, I wouldn't swap him for anyone in the league apart from Sergio Aguero.
Wow.
I really wouldn't. You know, Diego Costa, maybe. You know, Costa, Aguero, Lukaku. You know, Rom's a young lad and he's still learning. And, you know, he does come in for a bit of flack at times, but he's doing his job. I mean, how many goals has he scored over the past two seasons for us? Without his goals over the past couple of seasons, we'd be in a fair bit of trouble. And he's doing his job. I mean, you're there to score goals. I know you have to be a team player as well. But for me, Rom's doing his job.
That's quite a comparison you put there. You put him alongside a Diego Costa.
Well, he's not there with them yet. No, what I'm saying is on his age and on his potential and on what he's actually done, and when you look at his stats, he has to be up there with them, doesn't he? He's not there yet. But you know what? He's not playing in a team that... like Chelsea or Man City. So you have to give him that as well. You know, we can't have it both ways. We can't give him stick. And then, you know, you've got me comparing him to Aguero and Costa. He's not playing for Chelsea or Man City. And if he was, he'd be scoring more goals than he scores at Everton at the minute.
Yeah, what you're saying is he's shouldering the burden.
Well, he is, isn't he? He's a young lad who, by the way, like I keep saying it, his goals have been so important to us the last couple of seasons. And when you go back and you look through his career and his stats, you know, he's beat all kinds of records of getting to goals, 100 goals before some serious names. And yet I do see the faults in his game. And when things aren't going well, them faults come to the fore a bit more. But for me, like I say, you know, on goal scorers, there's not many better than him.
And of course, when you're not winning games, there's a lot of focus on strikers, isn't there? But, you know, he's got a couple at the weekend. But how on earth do Everton deal with Arsenal tonight, one of your former clubs? They're in great form at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, they're scoring goals, really. And they can do that, by the way. They've been able to do that for years. They've always had them defensive frailties. So, you know, hopefully we can exploit them. I think, is it Mustafi's out injured, so I don't know who'll come in and play there. So that can sometimes unsettle you. But like I say, we've just got to grind a win out from somewhere. And sometimes, under the lights at Goodison, in a night game atmosphere, great team coming to Goodison, sometimes that can spur everyone on, including the fans, players, and you know what, sometimes you can just pick an unexpected result up and can kickstart your season.
We all want that turning point. Let's hope it's tonight. Thank you very much indeed, Franny.
Thank you.
Take care. That's Franny Jeffers, former Everton striker.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.